This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As men across entertainment, media, politics, and beyond face a flood of sexual harassment allegations, Washington, D.C. is taking a sweeping step to lower the chances of inappropriate behavior in the workplace. Let's be clear, the following piece is not about Congress, but the District of Columbia. Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed an order requiring that all 30,000 city employees complete anti-harassment training by February. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The mayor's office says the city will rely on an online training platform through a company called Skillsoft. Liz Tippett is a professor at the University of Oregon School of Law.
Online training providers usually charge somewhere in the range of $20 per employee, so that would add up quickly.
Tippett says training thousands of public sector employees in such a short time frame is feasible using online courses, and social science research shows these trainings are effective at conveying information, but
there's a lot less evidence to support the idea that harassment trainings can be helpful when it comes to changing attitudes and behavior.
Alan Noren is CEO of Cantola Training Solutions, which sells online training platforms. Commitments like DC's are driving business his way.
It makes a huge difference if it's somebody like the mayor of a major city who's saying that we will do this, you have to do this.
Noren says having an official mandate may curb the procrastination that often comes with taking online training in the workplace. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.